Mabel and I went to several LGBTQ events in Charlotte together and became friends. And it's just developed into a very loving relationship. She is a grandmother in a lot of ways, a true friend. Every Sunday, she's over at my house for dinner. She comes by whenever she feels like it. And whenever there's a need, I'm glad to be there for her. And she's just been really special in my life and a gift to my life.
Now, Tim might remember when he actually met me. I don't really, really, really and truly remember. It just happened. I don't know right now what I would do if he wasn't a part of my life, because he calls me and checks on me and fusses about me not doing or doing something. But I love him. I love Tim and Wayne. And I do. I feel guilty sometimes, because anything that happens to me, the first thing I do is pick up the phone and call Tim.
I think it's a good feeling just to have family close by, whether they're blood relation or adopted family. I think it's a good thing, and I think that that's the relationship that we have with you. You're that older person that we can look up to and can give us advice and tell us stories of the history of the city that we live in, and tell us stories of the history of the church that we all attend, not just the church itself, but the United Methodist Church as an organization, and the struggles that it's gone through and still going through. And it's amazing to me that this 88-year-old woman will take up some of the causes that are important to me, like equality and having a voice. And it's just great having you as a friend and a grandmother and somebody that when you're having a bad day can say the right thing to pick you up. And I think it's just that you're special and that you're part of what makes Green Street special. You don't like to be called the mother of the church, but you are the mother of that church. And I pick at you and tell you you're cranky, but you're not always cranky.
Now, he said something about, I come to this house to eat. There's a special place at their table for me. And nobody sits in that place. That's my place. And I feel special because I've got a place at that table.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connection.